Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss for the Yama Yoshev and Tzion. The Nafshe Rishul Daniel Ben Frida Simcha. From what you best know, the Rav Tzom Mordechai Mordechai, Daniel Krav Kishlit, the Hemuchal Nova Meleim, the Baruch Abba Tzlacha Bochol Maaseh Yedeihem. And for Golam Ben Gabriel, Amata Ben Dvora, David Ben Tziva, Tzal Ben Batya, and we speak to Vasil Ravil and Shmas Marcesa Vashmaskanat and Ratzal the Hans of Meir Zev. And it's based in the Torah of Reign of Rabbein of the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. It says in the Pasuk, Mordechai lo yichrav lo yishtachav, and Mordechai would not bow down to Haman. Vayikam Ram elav yom yom velo shema aleihem. So the Kri is Ki Amram, and the Ksiv, it's written Bi Amram. So we'd like to understand this ksiv of Bi Amram. And it was Ki Amram or Bi Amram. So we'd like to taste the dvash v'chalav tachas lashonech, the honey and the milk under this Korean ksiv. There's in the Gemara, Chulin Kuflamites, Estil min ha-Torah minayin, shenema v'anochi aser estir panai. What the remez to Esther in the Torah? Pasuk says, I'm going to hide my face, double lashon, haster, astir. And there in that parsha, in Devarim 31:17, it says, V'starati panay mehem, U'metzu ro'os rabbis v'tzara tzvarim b'yam wel, al-kien el-ohai v'kirbi, V'tzin ro'os el m'chay astir stai panay b'yam ahu, ki panay lo'im acherim. I'm going to hide my face from them. You're going to have a lot of bad things happen to you. And you're going to say that it's because God's not among me. God's not in our midst. That's why we have all these, that's why I have all these tzaras. I'm going to hide my face on that day because you turn to other gods. So the Jews make a vidui. They say, Al-Kien Elokai B'Kirbi. It's because Hashem's not with me. That's why all these bad things are happening. And still, it says, Vayter, I'm going to hide my face. Because you turn to other gods. So the Ramban explains that Einenu vidui gamur, when it says that Hashem is not among me, it's not in my midst, it's not a complete vidui, but it's a hirur b'charata. They have a thought to regret. Shizchatu amalam v'yakiru ki Hashem imim. They're going to recognize that they're guilty. They're not completely there. And then it says, Anochi aster astir panai pamacheres. Ki bavor shiru Yisrael believe in kachatu l'Elohim al-kin, v'alki ein Elohim b'kir ba matzum maros ha'ela, ha'ray l'rof chesed Hashem b'shah azim b'yatzilem, shua kofru b'avad azara. So just the fact that they felt a sense of remorse, of regret, that should be enough, that God should have mercy, and God would have mercy. Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, one of my favorite psukim in Tanakh, 2:35, hineni nishbat oisach al amrech lo chatas. I'm judging you that you say you didn't sin. That's the worst. We all make mistakes. When a person says, I didn't make a mistake, then there's no hope for such a person. Can't fix himself. But now they agreed. They admitted that they were guilty. So why vayter is anocher astir astir? So the rachamim, they're worthy of rachamim. But lakach omar, but vayter, the pasuk says, ki al hara gadol ashasu avtoch bovodizari yastir od panim. Mayhem, because they of this great evil. If they trusted in Avodah Zarah, Hashem's going to hide his face from them. In other words, it's true that they recognized that they had sinned, but they didn't do proper tshuva yet. They didn't properly verbalize their vidui. It wasn't tshuva shleima. Since it wasn't tshuva shleima, yastir od panim mehem lo kamastir panim arisha, not like the first time around. Shehistir pnei rachum otzam rabbis rose vitzaris. Rose rabbis vitzaris, that they had all these terrible things happen to them. That's the first time around. What's going to be this Hester Panim? Rakshiyah Hester Panei Geula. Now it's going to be that God is going to hide from them the Geula when the Geula is happening. Kipana Loim Acherim, because they served Avodah Zarah. So you have to do Vidui Gamor, Vishafta Hashem Elokecha, and then there's going to be mercy. So that is Divrei HaRamban. So this pasuk, these psukim, are talking about Acheres Hayamim. And in Acheres Hayamim, there's no longer going to be Avodah Zarah. The Yetzer for Avodah Zarah is already going to be slaughtered, like we see in the Gemara. So what's the Kipin Pana El Elohim Acherim? So the Rosh Yeshiva Zecher Tzadik Livracha explained that what this means is that, like it says in Unkelus, Kipana Eloim Acherim Tavas Amimaya, that they're going to be imitating the Goyim. That's what it means, Kipana Eloim Acherim. Not Pshat, they're literally going to be serving Avodah Zarah. There's no longer a Yeter for Avodah Zarah. That is that they're going to be imitating the ways of the Goyim. The mistakes of the nations, Tavas Miloshon Tos, were the tests. But instead of being a Shuruk, a U, it's Tavas with a Vav. But it means the mistakes of the nations. So that's going to be the problem of the Jews at the end of days. Following the ways, Nochmachin, to imitate the Goyim. And that's going to be Kipana. That means they turn to these foreign gods. And that's going to cause the Hester Panei Geula. That's what we see over here, that the Geula is going to be when there's no one else to rely on, when there's no one else to imitate, just to turn to Hashem. Then there's going to be the Gilui Panei Geula. And it says this about the Maisa of Purim, Haster Astir. So the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal explained that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Rak Lefnim Kedei Sheyachzu Yisrael Paneim Lifnos Eilav. Hashem did only externally, like the Gemara says, so we should turn back to Hashem, shouldn't imitate the Gentiles. Am Levadad Yishkon. We should be alone, we're not here to copy them. So this Hester caused us to turn back to Hashem, and back then Taki redeemed us. And that could be why we fast on Tainus Esther, that we want to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to us. And that's part of the Simcha, that He listens to our Divrei Tzomus V'Zakosam. And the Rishonim say that this is talking about Tainus Esther, Rambam, Hilchos Tainus Perkei Halacha Hei. We turn to Hashem and He brought the Geula. We're no longer relying on the Gentiles. The Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal explained that when Hashem is master, Panei Geula, there's this terrible tsar of Mashiach HaSheker. People don't know when the true Geula came, or when the true Geula will come. And this Metzias of Sheker, even in the Geula, is rooted in the Hester Panei Geula. And Kol Mevin Yavin, that all the ways of imitating the Gentiles, and Mamela, people think this is the Geula, this is the Geula. It's all predicated on this Yisod. Kipana Loim Acherim, Tava Samimaya, and Mamela, we think the Geula came, but it's really Nistar, it's not. The Simchas Hayom, turning to Hashem, is with such a takifus that all we have is a Avinu Shebashamayim. And all of the mistake of imitating the Gentiles is built on the Hester Panei Geula. So there were two tzadim here. All the Avdi HaMelech were bowing down to Haman. And Mordechai says, no, lo yichra v'lo yishtachave. And Chazal compare in Esther Rabbah 7:7, what it says, Vahi kitabra melav yom yom, to what it says, Vayosef atzadik, Vahi kitabra melav yom yom, lo shamayla. Here where it says, Vahi kamra melav yom yom, is like the Vahi kitabra melav yom yom by Yosef. Eshes Potiphar. And he didn't listen. It was her habit every day to try to seduce him. And Yosef didn't listen. He was Oymed B'Toykef. So too Mordechai. It was a daily thing. And he was Oymed B'Toykef. He was very strong. He's not bowing down. That's why Sfasema says this is Loshan Asid. Lo Yichra V'lo Yishtachav. Now that I'm not bowing down now, I'm never bowing down. That's the takifus. That's the power, and that's pshat. Yaakov meets Esav. Vayechabkeu vayipal al tzavarav. Vayishakeu vayifku. Chazal say that Esav wanted to bite Yaakov in his neck, and his neck came like marble, and he was crying for his cracked teeth. Shinei rishim shibarte tehillim. 3:8. So here you have this Nisayan. Are you going to bow down? Are you going to subordinate yourself? Are you going to stand strong? And that's the Inyan of the Tzavar. Kshe Oyref means there's no Tkniya here. There's no submissiveness. You see that in the neck. You can bow your neck. You can be all upright. And Yaakov is upright. He didn't subordinate himself to Esav. Didn't submit himself to Esav. And that was the bechi of Esav, not just that now he's going to have to go to the dentist, but because he wasn't machshil him. And Yaakov also cried. He cried because of the difficult nisayon. And he wasn't nichna, he didn't submit himself. And that's like the Rambam tells the end of Hilchos Megillah, David HaMelech had a lot of tzar from all the naysayers, all the people who started up with him, all the minim. And the more they would run after him with sheker, he was mischazek, and he would add his dveikus to Torah. We have in the pasuk here, Vahi ka'amra me'la v'lo shama aleihem. And the Iksiv is Be'omram. Be is like Bereshis. Bishvil Reshis. Bishvil Yisrael Shenikru Reshis. Because they spoke to him every day, because they told him you have to bow down, that's why he didn't bow down. So we read it Ki'omram. And it was when they were saying to him every single day, you have to listen to the king and bow down to Haman. He didn't listen. But the Ksiv is Bi'omram. Because they said to him, because they kept nagging that he has to bow down, it added this takifus. It added this ischaskus that he's not bowing down. He's going to withstand all the pressures. And that's really one of the avodas of Purim. Is Ha'id mit chutzpah. You have to have this strength. It's this azus to kedusha. Tomir epesich haltzich by minds. You can do whatever you want to me, but I'm standing strong. That's the avoda vahiba amram ka amram. Should be zochet to withstand all the difficult nisyonos. Amen. Shalom, shalom.